Head to 98online.com now for the fifth episode of
The Anderson Agenda.
Where you can hear a discussion this week with who, Mr. Anderson?
I spoke with Art Rosengarten. He's a psychotherapist and tarot specialist out of California. And we just, I knew nothing about tarot. My girlfriend got a deck of cards. I was kind of weirded out by it, so I did some investigation.
Where did she get them?
Online. I'm not sure where online.
Did you get them at Amazon now?
I guess. Yeah, they're all over the place.
I thought you had to go to like a voodoo doctor or something.
Or have some sorceress will them to you.
Right.
Like an ancient deck.
I am giving you these cards.
These are for you, weary traveler. let us predict your future.
Use them with caution.
Beware! You know not what you play with, young man.
Never use them during a full moon. Or without any pants.
Or without pants. Make sure you have pants on. Because many people get erections while playing with these. We have a lot of fun.
Which is why we are joined
by your laugh.
You know what I'm getting? You know what I'm getting over here? You picking up what I'm putting down from this lovely? I'm getting a Stevie Nicks vibe. I love it. No, I got a sweet spot.
Get really close to that microphone.
Sweet spot for Stevie
What's
Nicks.
What's your Instagram? Speak up.
Get right in that microphone.
Come on, Miss Lucy.
It's Tarot and Charms by Miss Lucy.
Tarot and Charms?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, I want to look you up. I want to see what you're working on.
I'm liking this. This was a recommendation from a listener. We were talking yesterday just about where do you get a tarot card reading? How do you get them done? Mike had his done. He had three cards flipped on him, the whole deal. And someone called and was like, I've had my tarot done by Ms. Lucy. She's kind of like the local authority. We started looking you up, and I gotta say, you got some sultry pics. I'm like the one where the hair is right in front of the eye, so you got that one kind of cycloptic glance. Yeah, look at that laugh. That's what I'm talking about. Mm. How did you get into this? How did you learn to do tarot?
It was a game when I was 7 years old. Actually, I started just doing it with old maid, the regular cards, and I started noticing things. When I got to be about 12, a bunch of us were sitting around, and we were playing fish. And I started noticing the cards and realized that two of my friends were going to get a sweet spot together, and they did.
So hot.
But I saw another card. It was a three, and I knew that she was going to get hurt. And that's when I started paying attention.
And this is off of a standard 52 deck of playing cards. You're kind of picking up on these vibes. So you said, I probably should graduate to like an Uno deck. And then from there, go to tarot.
I didn't know tarot. I thought I invented this stuff. And then I got to a certain age and realized that it already happened.
Gotcha. Did you have to train in using these tarot cards? Do you have like a master?
No.
No? No one like a head sorceress? No one didn't go to Hogwarts or nothing like that?
No.
Who showed you? So you just learned the tarot cards yourself?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love self-taught people. I learned how to play Star Fart sound effects all by myself. So we're going to have you do a reading for one of us, I believe, because I understand it takes a little bit to do.
It's about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Oh, my God.
We'll do it during, Keith. It'll be way more interesting.
Does it matter who you read? Would you prefer anybody, or should we just choose?
You picking an energy up from anybody in here?
It would be whoever.
What was the energy? Do you pick up on energies or anything like that? Like when you walked in the room, what was...
There's a strong connection to this person.
Justin?
I can feel heat.
Yeah,
Heath. That's coming from his crotch.
It is. Yeah. It's like a space heater down there.
His crotch runs very hot.
Really, really warm. It's probably a disease.
But the gentlest energy is right here.
Speak
up. Wow. When I think of gentle, I think of Josh Spiegel.
So I can talk about whatever I want to talk about, you son of a bitch.
That was a bad day.
That was a rough day.
I was real a bad day.
They messed with his energy. That's
that
not
funny.
On him.
So what are you feeling like, Miss Lucy? You want to go gentle energy, or you want to go with old hot crotch over here?
Yeah, you got...
where are you headed?
You got fire stick, you got sweet meat over there, but what about this guy? What about this guy to my left? Scott, what's his energy?
The one in the back?
No, this guy, right here,
right in front of you.
Just mostly, you don't seem... It just feels like you're on your own thing.
That's right, baby.
Scott's dead. I'm not even picking up on the pulse.
Well, no, Daddy's just on his own thing.
No, my own thing, baby.
He's on his own plane of existence. Mike Anderson is the gentleman that helped find you. He is in the room considered to be the one most likely to be abducted by aliens, the one most likely to freak out and cry during a game of Ouija.
He's got a UFO tattoo on his balls.
He does. Directly on
fact.
Them, right on his bees. You get anything from him? Any kind of vibe?
He's the one that really, it feels like, pulled me here.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I did.
He called you.
I absolutely did.
Yes, yep. He did.
He didn't really pull you. He just called you.
That's
kind of scheduled.
Kind of made a phone call. Yeah. So, all right, what we're going to do, we're going to do Keith. We're going to hit some sports, and then we're going to have you do a tarot card reading. Josh, how do you feel about having your tarot cards read?
Sure. What is it? Just you're looking at my future?
Well, what we'll do is we're going to go into your present, then we'll go backwards into your past and find out what's relevant.
Uh-oh.
And then we'll go into the future after we've done that to see where it's heading.
All right.
There's a lot of gaps in his past that might explain the present and the future. There's a couple of dark marks throughout history that this year he's sort of given us clues, including Russian massage artists and yelling at kids.
Well, I don't
in
know.
School.
Maybe Justin should guess.
It's Josh coming up. Yeah. All right, coming up, we crack open that Pandora's box that is Josh's past with Ms. Lucy, tarot card reader.
And we have Ms. Lucy in studio. She's a tarot card reader. And if I'm being completely honest, this is very strange for me. This is fact. I just got like a little bit emotional, like right as we were about to go back on the air.
What?
Like I started to get.
I swear to God, I did too.
I'm hearing some of the stuff she's saying, and it's resonating, man.
No. This is for me. This is my experience. I looked over at Josh, and he was fully engaged, fully listening, and fully embracing the entire experience. And I was like, 12 years ago, the guy I met would never have done this. Never.
This is the best Josh we've ever had.
100%.
And I was like, no, this is the best
Josh
we've ever had.
Well,
it was very
interesting. You had a little trepidation going into it. You had talked about some people in your life that might not agree with this. And then you kind of just surrendered to it. And Miss Lucy guided you. And you did a tarot card reading. And look, whether it's you choose to believe it or not is up to you. Whether you think this is all poppycock or there's something to it. Look, to each his own. But I saw you, I looked over, I'm like, man, he is fully engaged and fully listening, and I think he's going to take something from this. I don't know what the hell the card said. Maybe he's going to die tomorrow, but listen.
Oh,
no. Within the next 3 years.
No.
I mean,
no, but whatever it was, I was like, I got a little emotional. I'm like, God, look at this guy.
He doesn't see 2020.
He's in it. And Mike, I think you saw that too, right? It was like.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just a weird sort of vibe, but yeah, it hit me too.
Wow.
You know what it was?
I swear to
your
God,
body language.
Oh,
you have a body language that tells the tale before your words do. You sometimes lean away from someone. You kind of close yourself off. And in this moment, you were leaning in. You were opening your body to Ms. Lucy to do a reading. Ms. Lucy, I heard a couple of things, and I'm not going to divulge everything because, Josh, this is a personal thing between you and your physician here.
We have to, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
I heard the word parasite come up.
Yeah.
What? Are we those parasites?
No.
Is that us? Are we sucking this man dry?
Well, the parasites weren't identified, but he definitely has a couple douchebags that are on
him.
Damn
it.
Dude, that's us. That's 100% us.
Barking at his heel.
That describes us. I literally bark at his feet at 10 o'clock every time we leave. Oh, wow. What does he do? What are these parasites doing to him? What are they, and how does he get rid of them? Or do you want to start at the beginning?
Yeah,
I think
we should. Because that was only one aspect of it.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what we do, Miss Lucy.
I forgot to ask you, do you think I'm going to live a long life? Or
yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Thank
Damn
God.
Damn it.
Thank God.
Damn it.
Yes.
Life. It takes forever.
Evan's going to college.
This whole life thing's taking forever.
There are fates worse than death.
So, Miss Lucy, how do we recap what just happened? Walk us through it. Did we start at the beginning? Is there a middle? Is there an end? Is there just an overall picture that you got? What is it?
Where he's at right now is he's not present. He's open, but he's not present because something in the past, he's not over. It's some kind of loss or betrayal or possibly both. It's messing with his passion. Now, it goes into having some predators, having... And no, it's not you guys. There has been some kind of loss, some kind of death.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. he's trying to persevere. He's trying to endure. And he's made some very brave decisions in the recent past. What's coming up for him is he needs to face a fear, some kind of insecurity caused by the douchebag.
Now, what kind of cards? I see you looking down.
I have
reading.
A douchebag card. I have
now, what card is that? What are those cards?
One of them's the devil. One of them's the Knight of Wands.
Ooh.
And the other one is the Three of Swords, which is, that's the major douchebag. That's the major loss.
Three of Swords is,
Can we delve deeper into this douchebag? Is there one particular douchebag, or are there multiple smaller douchebags?
I can ask the cards.
Ask the cards about, is this douchebag still with us?
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, there she goes.
Actually, this is a very selfish person. They're very predatorial, and they are going to be in his future as well.
Wow!
This person has addiction problems. They're very antisocial. I don't think it's you guys, because this is an introverted, sort of sleazy
Wait a minute.
Energy.
Could he be talking about himself?
Josh the douchebag?
I was just
going to
ask.
Is he his own enemy?
Is he his own douchebag?
Oh, are God. You the enemy the douche? Him.
It's me.
Now, let me ask you about that deck of cards. It seems pretty thick. Is that a normal deck of tarot cards? Or
I guess if you want to put normal in.
I mean, but how many are in a deck? Is there a number?
I'm sure, but not at this hour. I don't know.
You don't know? You just have the deck.
Yeah, I just do it.
I always thought it was like like 20 cards.
I think it's 23 or 25.
Okay.
You know, I believe that you're legit is that I don't feel like you're selling us on anything. I'm not feeling a grift from you.
And I tried to tell her something, and she said, "Don't tell me."
Well, I can't. I got an imagination. Yeah. I'm getting my own dang way.
Right, hell yeah! Right.
So yeah, that shows that you want to go in fresh.
Yeah, you want to go in fresh. You want to go in clean. I heard. Were you discussing something about his profession, his job?
Yeah, he's definitely if he gets where he needs to be, if he brushes up and faces some of his fears, which are about inadequacy, he is going to wind up networking and actually growing and improving. And
yeah.
He had somebody visit him from the other side, as silly as that sounds. But
what card is that?
The Hierophant.
It's
that's
the
one of my
card.
Mm-hmm. No, a visitor. Well, this person was bad to you in life.
Okay.
But they are very proud of you now, and they really couldn't rest without you knowing
it. It's that Russian masseuse, man.
Ooh.
But
this is heavy.
The trouble that he is going to have is the bad penny that keeps coming back. And this is a very addictive personality. This is someone that knows how to play with him.
Do you have a lover that you're not telling us about?
A lover?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know who this person is.
No, I don't have a lover.
Cycling back through your life.
No.
I don't sense that this is a lover.
Not a lover.
So a bad penny, what does that mean? A bad person?
It's somebody that won't go away.
Oh.
Somebody that you can't avoid from time to time. They just keep coming back to darken your doorway, basically.
Whoa.
And it's
somebody that says, pushes the right buttons on him.
Maybe our boss, Rick.
Yeah. Old dirty Penny Strauss. The old filthy penny back there.
And what is the future? What do you see in the future? You said he's going to persevere. He's going to make some.
He's definitely going to do good. He's going to do a little bit of healing because he has to. There has been loss. There is grief, and he has to confront it. When he's done with that, I see his social skills getting better, improving.
What?
I see him being a little more open.
I like him as is.
And networking. I see him networking.
Okay. I agree, because he is going through something, and I think, you know, once you make it through that storm, the skies are going to open up, and he's going to be a different...
I think he's going to be more...
He's going to learn a lot about himself.
It's darkest before the dawn.
Well,
of course.
He's playing a role on people to cope, and he's been doing this for a while, according to the cards. And it's putting him a little out of control, because he's doing things that he knows he doesn't believe in the recent past. And he's stepping out of line with his own comfort zones. And so he's probably internalizing all of that. And that's what's got him a little off, if you don't mind me saying.
No.
I hope you're taking a ton of drugs when we're not around.
I'm taking so many drugs.
Yeah.
So many drugs.
When does this healing begin? When does this ascension begin?
Yeah, it's
right now.
It's the next 72 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa!
And then into September the 5th.
That's no warning. I don't have enough warning.
Into September the 5th? That's 1 week from today.
He's definitely, you're ready.
The douchebag is Mills.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Mickey. We're getting a lot of Mickey and Mills.
Mickey and Mills.
Just don't let it be me.
I saw Mickey Friday night. Shout out, looks great.
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Anything else that you told me that you want to share? I don't remember everything.
Did anything about these three gentlemen in the room? Did they come into? Nope. No. Shaking your head now. All right. Cool. You're not selling me on a story.
So what is? I mean, is there like a standout overall theme, or is it just kind of what you said? It's
douche
like he's going through some stuff. He's got a person that's recurring in his life that he might need to get rid of, but he's going through some stuff.
He needs to face this person. This person is berating him, and he's internalizing it, and it's holding him back.
Kick this person's ass.
I feel like the person is threatened by him somehow and
jealous.
Write
this down. Could this be a possibility?
Let me get a look. Show that to me.
Is one of them maybe a little too?
I don't think so.
Ooh, no? Interesting theory, though.
I don't know anybody. I don't know.
That's why I'm asking this. Well, because they seem like they might be a little like this at you sometimes. You know, come on, they're like this at you.
Overbearing, maybe.
It's causing him to internalize things.
Of course it is.
And it's one of the reasons he's going away from his company.
You're a grown man, dude. Live your life. Listen to me. Live your life. You're a grown man.
I don't think it's that person.
You down or control you or judge you. You're a good man and you're doing good things.
I think it's Mike Anderson.
No.
No, not him.
Okay.
No, all right. Absolutely not.
Thank God.
Somebody says they're getting chills.
He's got a great energy.
Somebody says they're getting chills out there from this. I'm getting a little bit chills. I got emotional. I told you I did.
Tarot and Charms, Ms. Lucy. NS, Ms. Lucy. Look her up on Facebook.
Where do you set up shop?
I'm at Poplar and I'm doing a show tonight.
You're at the Poplar?
Yeah.
Out there at the Poplar, hon?
Hey, hon.
Do you want to go to the Poplar tonight?
The Poplar.
Let's go to the Poplar and I'll drink afterwards back at your place and get you drunk to be able to go home and have to sleep on your sofa.
It's a good time. And Elise Maxwell is the bartender there. She will hook you guys up if you're friends with me.
What's your Instagram page? People are asking.
It's probably Miss Lucy. If it's not Miss Lucy, it'll be Lucy Black. LuciBlakk.
Love it. Well, this has been eye-opening. People love it. And I'm looking at some of the jewelry you make, too. Do you do jewelry and charms?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, nice.
Oh, is that stuff you're wearing? Do you make that?
Yep.
I like that.
Oh, I would love a brooch. I would love a brooch.
I have an odd brooch.
I really want to find you on Instagram because I want to stalk you because I'm turned on by you.
Yeah, I got to say, I am. My green beans are steamed up for you.
I have not found her yet.
We're going to keep looking.
Spigs, did anything in particular resonate with you? Anything stand out?
Yeah, how you feeling? Anything?
I feel good. It was a good experience. She's very good. Good communicator. I don't know. I think I have to digest everything.
Should people be frightened by this, Miss Lucy?
No. No, I don't, and I don't believe anyone should believe in it either.
What?
What?
You just undid the whole thing.
No,
let her explain herself.
Okay. No, I don't believe it's healthy to believe in this. I think you just take it in as an emotional experience and put it as a part of the process. But it is entertainment. It really is.
Are you high right now?
No. Why,
later.
You got some?
Damn it. That's later.
Yeah.
At the Poplar.
That's later at the Poplar tonight.
Go down to Poplar.
Please go. But is the stuff you told me true?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
But I'm saying don't.
Don't take it as scripture.
Yeah. It's not, it's not in the be-all, end-all. It's just a piece.
Yeah.
It's just a piece.
Are you spoken for? Is there a gentleman? Is there a Mr. Lucy?
Yes.
There is? Damn it.
Damn it. You're done.